Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 3rd, 2017. Today is Monday in the fifth week of Lent. Here are a few verses from Psalm 84. Happy are they who dwell in your house, they will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand in my own room. And to stand at the threshold of the house of God, than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord is both sun and shield, he will give grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk with integrity. O Lord of hosts, happy are they who put their trust in you. These verses from this psalm are actually not assigned by the daily office lectionary for today. Rather, they are assigned as the church remembers Richard of Chichester. Richard was a 13th century English bishop. Why does the church remember him? Well, the church remembers him for his faithfulness. The church remembers him for his dedication to learning and his dedication to lifting up the church's role in his time. The church remembers him for being a missionary bishop, for moving about the countryside and preaching to any who would listen. In fact, Richard died while on one of these missionary travels. He contracted a fever and he died of the illness. Really, it was only about 10 years after he had been first consecrated a priest. So the church remembers Richard, and while you may not remember Richard, you may very well be familiar with a little line, a poem, a hymn, a song in the musical Godspell, the words of which Richard of Chichester is credited with writing. Here are the words. Dear Lord, of Thee three things I pray: to see Thee more clearly, love Thee more dearly, follow Thee more nearly. And to that little poem got appended the words day by day. The life of faith is lived out day by day. It's lived out one moment at a time. To have our hearts set on the pilgrim's way and to walk in integrity is to travel the way of God. To attend to what it means to follow God's ways in our lives. And so today the church remembers Richard of Chichester, and we remember his example of following the Lord. And we pray that we will follow the Lord in our own day. We pray that our hearts will be set on the pilgrim's way. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for all the benefits you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our most merciful Redeemer, friend, and brother, and for all the pains and insults he has borne for us. And we pray that, following the example of your saintly bishop, Richard of Chichester, we may see Christ more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly. Who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.